afternoon, and welcome to the KXCB KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we broadcast from Pizza Ranch in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Trinton, and during the next hour or so, we'll be talking Northwest Missouri State Athletics. And Matt, another good weekend overall for Northwest Missouri State with fall sports, and first of all with football. Northwest Missouri State going on the road and defeating a Washburn team that was much better than what the record indicates right now. A very young team, and they kind of stayed in that game throughout most of the contest before Northwest was able to wrap things up.
Yeah, the Bearcats jumping out to that 20-point lead. Washburn battles back to make it a 6-point game at halftime. Again, Northwest opens it up to 20 points again at 34-14. And again, the Ichabods come back around and make it 34-28. But Northwest doing enough in that football game. You saw the defense step up and make plays. Obviously, the offense scoring 51 points. Plenty of good things to take away from a football game like that. So four wins in a row. Now they head into a pretty big matchup against an unbeaten Central Oklahoma squad down in Edmond, Oklahoma. Regardless of how well UCO is playing, it is always a difficult football game for everybody down in Edmond, whether it's just the atmosphere, the travel, whatever it is. It's a little bit difficult down there.
Yeah, it really is. And you look at UCO this year offensively, they've got a new quarterback that they recruited in from Houston, and it seems like he has really taken the reins of that offense, and they're doing a lot of good things there.
Yeah, Jet Huff is playing really well right now, and I think that's one thing that Coach Storrell's been looking for since he arrived in Edmond, Oklahoma, is that guy that can step up and run his offense. And he just hadn't had that to this point, but Huff transferring in from a Division I program has really stepped up and put up big numbers. I think the first time that it really caught really the conference's eye, if not the nation, was them putting up 57 in a win over Central Missouri, who was a top five team at the time. So it's not going to be an easy matchup by any means, but you feel like if this Bearcat defense can come out, play the way that we've seen them play throughout this season, and then that offense find ways to execute. I mean, Northwest ran for 201 yards against Washburn. There's a lot of good things to take away from that game. See if they can roll into this week in Edmond.
And for Northwest, as you mentioned, they've won four games in a row now, and there's some it's good to have those four wins behind you, but you look ahead, the schedule does not get any easier for Northwest in the next few weeks.
They got Central Oklahoma this week. Central Missouri comes to town for homecoming the following week. Again, they stubbed their toe this week in Hays, Kansas against Fort Hays State. But you still know that they're coming in with the Harlan Hill Trophy winner and Zach Zabrowski in a high-powered offense, so that won't be easy. Of course, Pittsburgh State is still looming. There's some very tough games left to go.
And we do know that the Edmond, Oklahoma, is a favorite stop of Maryville Forum writer John Dykstra with that waterfall. He talks about that about every week, regardless if we're playing Central Oklahoma or not.
Yeah, this is a pretty exciting one here for Johnny D. Not the football game, but yes, just the stadium in general, specifically that waterfall.
Now, as far as Northwest volleyball, they went on the road this past weekend, a couple of tough matches, and went 1-1.
And, you know, I think that's an important one to get against Fort Hays State, because it's a Tiger team that came in at 9-2. The Bearcats had beat them 13 matches in a row. They're playing better, but you still have to take care of business. Northwest did that Friday night. Then you go in and play Nebraska Kearney, who's third in the country. They're unbeaten after the weekend. They're now 16-0 on the season. But, John, they hadn't lost a set at home this year. I'm not talking matches, just a set. They'd only lost one set the entire year on the road against Rockhurst. That was in Kansas City a little bit earlier in the season. So this has been a tremendous volleyball team. The Bearcats lost the first set. They won the second. It was 1-1. The Bearcats not able to pull out sets 3 or 4, so they ended up losing. But there's still some positives to take away. You know just how good that UNK team is. Hopefully the Bearcats can buckle down, because they have got a tough week ahead now, coming off of a tough road trip. At home tonight against Missouri Western, they're coming in at 12-3. Central Oklahoma, who's 13th in the country, will be here on Friday. And then Arkansas Fort Smith will be here on Saturday, the first ever MIAA contest for any Bearcat team, against Arkansas Fort Smith coming up on Saturday. So three tough matches, but they're all three at home. Hopefully Northwest fans can come out, fill up Bearcat Arena, and see a few wins.
Yeah, it's really nice that they're getting a chance to have some home matches now. They opened up the season predominantly on the road with some tough tournaments, and then the way the opening of the season started, not a lot of home matches, but kind of flipping things around here with some big ones coming up.
Yeah, and like first 10 coming away from home against difficult teams. Now they are trying to finally get into that Bearcat Arena swing. So should be a fun one. Again, rivalry match tonight against Missouri Western.
Northwest soccer went on the road down to Oklahoma and into southern Kansas as well. Scoreless draw with Central Oklahoma on Friday, and then coming up with a 2-0 win yesterday, or actually on a Sunday, against Newman.
Yeah, the Bearcats continued to play really well defensively. play 180 minutes of soccer, you don't allow a goal, that's, you're doing something right there. Then, you know, you go into Wichita, put up a couple goals, a really nice weekend overall, so the Bearcats able to get back home this upcoming weekend too. They'll see UCM, who's a nationally ranked team, in town Friday night, and then Roger State coming up on Sunday.
And cross country had a good weekend.
The Northwest Missouri State men winning the Griffin invite over the weekend. They were tremendous overall. We also saw the women's team place third of the Griffin invite. Good results. The final regular season race of the year, but now they're getting ready for October 26th, the MIAA Championships, right back on that same course. So important to finish off strong and feel good about yourselves, but probably more importantly, to get a feel for that course, how fast it is, and how to operate at certain times. So we'll talk about that as we go throughout the show, but a nice weekend for cross country.
And again, we've got a lot coming up on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, and we'll have more from Pizza Ranch right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
We're back on the Coach's Show, broadcasting from Pizza Ranch in Maryville, and joined now by wide receiver Luke Matthews. And Luke, you're becoming a regular on the KXCV airwaves here. Had you on Thursday night during our show with Coach Wright, and you're on postgame a couple weeks ago, and so always good to talk to you.
It's always a good day when I'm talking to you, John Coffey, so thank you for having me, as always.
Oh, great to have you on the show, and coming off another good performance and a good win over a Washburn team that I know we talked a little bit last week, far better than what their record indicates, a very young team. And I think down the line they're going to be very, very tough, but just right now trying to learn how to win, I think. But they gave you guys all you wanted to have on Saturday.
They did, and, you know, Coach Wright echoed it to us all week. You know, hey, this is still a team that scares me as a coach. You know, they're young, they're hungry. We got the paw on our helmet. Northwest, we're always going to be a team that teams play hard against because of that paw on our helmet, you know. So he reiterated it to us all week. Like, they're going to come in, they're going to be hungry, they're going to play hard. You know, offense goes down, scores fairly easily on our first two drives, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't kind of think we'd kind of glide our way to victory, you know, but they played hard, got it to a 2014 game at halftime. Coach Dirty does a great job at halftime every time, just coming in, you know, telling us, you know, everything's always there. Everything's there, everything's open. You know, we have the right people in, we have the right things in. So he always just gives us confidence at halftime, no matter if we're up, no matter if we're down, that we have the right things and we're, you know, we have the right method to win here.
So. You know, we were talking on the air how two straight weeks really of kind of bizarre football games, some things you don't see in normally in games, but two different type of games. The win over Emporia State, 14-9 win with a lot of strange things happening there. And then, of course, on Saturday, still kind of not your typical game that you guys are playing on Saturday.
You're saying this Saturday or against Washburn?
Yeah, this Saturday.
This Saturday? Yeah. UCO, I think, will probably be our biggest test. You know, they're the only undefeated team left in the MIAA. They run a weird defense. They play drop eight. And it's not like it's very confusing. They just run so much stuff, a lot of stuff. They have their two corners that start are sophomores, but all the other DBs are old. So they've been in the system. They know what they're doing. They have that kind of that freedom to kind of call whatever they want and know what they're doing. That was the same way with Emporia State. They were all seniors in the secondary, so they could just kind of run whatever they want because they'd been in the system for so long. And that's the same way UCO is, right? I love going to – I went to Edmond a couple years ago last time we played Central Oklahoma. Their stadium is absolutely beautiful. Coach Wright treats us well and gets us a nice hotel in Oklahoma City, you know. So he always takes us out to barbecue. The barbecue is really good there too. So I'm looking forward to the trip. I'm not going to say I'm scared of any team we're going to play. I have confidence in us. I think we're going to go down there and get the job done, as always.
Yeah, it really shapes up to be probably one of the biggest games of the year up to
this
point.
Absolutely, yeah.
And when you talk about looking forward to the trip, what are some of the things that you really enjoy about being on the road with this team?
The barbecue, firstly. The barbecue, Coach Wright treats us well, man. Every time we're on a road trip, he makes sure to get us to the best barbecue spot. Other than that, you know, it's the late night meals. They give us free time to hang out with our buddies, you know. The big boys, O-line, D-line, they always, the first thing they do when they get to the hotel is go straight to the pool and play Marco Polo, you know. So it's just looking back, I know I'm not graduated yet, but looking back on all the years I've been here and once I am graduated, you know, the answer to what I miss the most is going to be these road trips and being with all my friends. So, yeah, it's really that.
Now, you talk about the barbecue. You're coming from an area down in Liberty KC, around the Kansas City area where that's known for barbecue, go on the road and still find some pretty good barbecue spots.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of the barbecue places we go to, like, they're good barbecue, but if you compare it to KC barbecue, I mean, it doesn't even you can't compare it to KC barbecue, you know. It's a good barbecue, but, like, last week we went to Jack Stack. KC area, it's going to be the best barbecue we have all year. We went to Jazzy B's a few weeks ago, which is owned by a former Northwest player. KC area, best barbecue we're going to have all year, you know. So it's great. I love it.
All right. Then let's go back to the win over Washburn real quickly here, too, and just talk about a couple of hits that you took out there and still able to pop back up and get back out there on the field.
Yeah, it was actually back-to-back plays that I took those hits. So the first one was just a little out and up. I caught it, and the cornerback fell off one of the other routes and hit me as I caught it. And I ran off. I banged up my elbow a little bit, so I had that getting checked out. I got that wrapped up. I think it was out for like three or four plays, called a timeout. So I had a little bit of time to get it wrapped up. And then the very next play I went in, I caught another big pass and got hit even harder, you know. So it's awesome that I can come out with an injury or whatever, get it wrapped up and then tell coaches I'm good. And they have trust in me to just throw me right back in the game. And what do you know? I go make another big play. So, that's what football's all about though, right? You love being able to take the big hits and stand right back up and tell them you're good. So.
You know, that second one in particular, you took that hit, held on to it. Then as we were talking before we went on, the very next play, a touchdown for the Bearcats. So that was a big part of the ball game there.
Absolutely. Yeah, dude. The adrenaline is so high when you take those big hits. I remember getting up with a ball, and I was like yelling at Washburn's cheerleading squad. I just blacked out, dude. Like the adrenaline was so high, I was just yelling at them, you know, telling them it was a light hit. I eat that all day. I was like, why am I yelling at the cheerleaders right now? I should be yelling at the football players. So, yeah, it is what it is.
I guess whatever works there.
Yeah, that's right.
But and how do you, like on that second one in particular, it was just kind of a bang-bang play. You caught the ball, and that hit was right there at the same time. How do you keep your concentration to be able to hold on to the ball when you know that hit's coming?
It's funny you say that because I didn't know that it was coming, right? Eric was the outside receiver on that. He ran off the corner to give me that space to make the play. The only problem was it was in the end zone, right? So you can't really run off the corner if you're at the back of the end zone. There's no more place to run him off, right? So corner saw it out late, bled off, hit me. So I didn't know it was coming, right? I had an idea that it might be there since we were close to the end zone. So while the ball was in the air, I was like, okay, should I set my feet and jump, or should I just take it over the shoulder? So I made the business decision to take it over the shoulder. Right. 1 second I'm tracking the ball in. The next second I'm on the ground with it in my hands. Right. So a bang bang play like that, you get hit hard. Like you almost don't feel it. Right. So it's in the air 1 second. I'm on the ground the next. I mean, it's just really just about being tough, you know, to take those hits. That's all it really is. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that's been fun to watch you this year, and it really it comes off even from our vantage point watching you play, is it just looks like you're having the time of your life out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I told you right before we got on here, the past 4 years of being behind guys, you know, that this is the type of stuff that I've imagined doing, you know. Obviously, I imagine we'd be 5-0, 6-0 by now, beating every team by 30 points, you know, but that's not how it is. But we've got the ball rolling now. We're doing good. I'm obviously having a good season. Me having a good season is what I've expected out of myself. And, again, going to the field by myself, working my butt off in the weight room, I'm not going to say I'm surprised, because this is what I've worked for, and here we are.
All right. Well, Luke, it's been great having you with us here on the show, and I'm sure we'll be talking with you again before the season's out here.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
You bet. That's wide receiver Luke Matthews with us here on the Coach's Show. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MaryvilleForum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Welcome back on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country as the Bearcats coming off the Griffin Invite, the final regular season meet of the season. The Bearcat women finished third as a team. The men finished first. A great showing all around. We are joined by Northwest Missouri State Cross Country GA Roland Prinsler, as well as a senior from the women's squad, Alina Tebow, and a senior from the men's team, Grant Bradley. And appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us. And Roland, we want to start with you here. A good showing over the weekend. You know that in a few weeks you're going to be right back on that same course for the MIAA championships. Overall, goal setting, how do you kind of set a meet like this, wanting a good showing, but overall knowing this is maybe more planning for what's coming down the road?
Yeah, I think coming into this meet, we knew it would be a little bit smaller field of competition than who will be at the MIAA championships there in 3 weeks. There's a few teams as well, not all of them, but yeah, a few conference teams, so it's good to preview that, and it's I think it's going to look pretty similar with probably just twice as many teams. But yeah, the men finished first of seven, women were third of nine, and then yeah, our individuals here, Grant was the champion for the men's race, and Alina was sixth in the women's race. So yeah, I think it's going to look a little bit different. Weather conditions obviously could change. The women's course will be 6K for the championships. It was 5K the other day. Yeah, weather will be much different. It was
hopefully significantly cooler, right?
Yeah. It was unusually hot. They even moved up the races an hour. Just they moved them earlier in the morning. But yeah, anything can happen in 3 weeks. And yeah, I think we just got to keep going on the same routine that we're going right now. Keep people healthy. Keep people on track. Really shouldn't be a problem. I think it's a pretty self-motivated group. They're disciplined. They know. That a conference title is in the works. It's a possibility, and I think that's something that everyone thinks about every day when they come to practice, is what can we do today to build towards that.
Well, Saturday was a great step toward that as well. And Alina, as Roland was talking about, the same course, a lot of the same teams, a few more teams actually added in once we do get to the MIAAs. When you're getting there and you're kind of thinking about that individual meet, but also what's coming down the line, did that course run faster than you expected, slower? Did the race kind of play out how you hoped?
You know, the race did play out how I hoped. I think all the girls had a really great day. Overall, that was the best score we've had at this season, and we've been kind of just waiting for a meet to just kind of click. I feel like both meets before that, we've had good races, but they weren't as great as we wanted. So this race overall, I think our team did really great. Even if some people had bad days or a bad day, like, we had people show up and improve. So For MIAAs, we had a couple teams. We had three teams that are going to be a part of our conference, more than the boys who had a little less competition. The girls had more competition at this meet, so we got to really preview some of those teams, and I think we did really good against those teams. And one of those teams we only lost 20 points to, so just building up for conference during that. So I think this race really previewed that. I think it will be a lot faster for conference. It was a little slower than I wanted, but for conference I think we'll be ready for a fast race, and we know that we need to be faster.
You're a leader of this team. You and Lydia are two of the upperclassmen. There's a lot of younger runners that you're trying to pull along,
yeah,
too. But four in the top 17 overall, does it feel like you are kind of setting the tone as this is where we want to be, but also kind of pulling them along maybe a little bit more vocally too at the same time, just to make sure everybody's ready to go into a big meet like that?
Yeah, our team is ready for conference. We're ready to aim for top three. I know we can get top three. Our girls are really motivated for conference regionals and really hoping for nationals this year, so we can get both teams there for the first time in history. So we're really motivated. We're excited to get conference going, and I think we can really get top five girls in the top 20 this year.
Great expectations and good opportunity for Northwest Missouri State rolling through the Griffin Invite again. The women third as a team, the men finished first. Grant, we kind of think about it in the conference time that doesn't matter quite as much, right? It's kind of running and beating that guy next to you. But whenever you think about the time that you put in, finishing first, winning that Griffin Invite, what does that do for you personally, motivation-wise?
I think it just kind of it resets the mental, you know. It shows you what you're capable of, but, you know, you don't want to fall backwards at all, and it's easy to fall backwards if you just settle in the moment too much. So I've been trying to live and appreciate the moment, but, you know, just – having those daily struggles, I think it helps a lot. And just the same thing every day, just falling into that boring routine that you're so used to, I think it helps you adapt for, you know, those bigger moments, and you get to really cherish them.
As a team, that was the second meet win of the season. Obviously, you came into Northwest Missouri State hoping for some big things to round out your career, and your resume already pretty decorated. But is this season playing out kind of how you had envisioned it when you came here?
Yeah, I think we've done exactly what we've planned to do. We've checked off the boxes, and it hasn't really been pretty. We've had a lot of adversity on the team so far, but, I mean, to be able to perform how we have with that recent adversity, I mean, I think we're happy, and we're still going to, you know, we're going to be humble, and we're going to work as hard as we can the next 3 weeks to succeed at the conference meet.
You two are both runners. You're both seniors, coming at this from kind of different backgrounds. Of Alina's here at Northwest Missouri State throughout your career, Grant getting in and first time Bearcat, but obviously flourishing. Do you guys play off each other? Is there an iron sharpens iron thing here, despite being on separate teams, still running for Northwest?
Yeah, I think I look up to the boys. Just in general, those senior leaders, those upper leaders, seeing what they're doing with the boys and kind of relaying that with the girls and making sure we have some team bonding as well. So just working together to both accomplish some big things this year.
To add on that, yeah, I know Alina's a vet on the team, and it's awesome because, you know, I can look to her. Just she probably doesn't even ever see it, but I definitely look to her to just for an example, like what do we do on this team, like. And, yeah, so I can look at her for those things.
Northwest Missouri State Cross Country wrapping up the Griffin Invite last week in the MIAA Championships coming up October 26th. Roland, we're still about 3 weeks out going from the Griffin into conference. Is this, hey, let's just do some easy runs. Let's try to maintain where we're at or do some hard workouts build in. How do you guys can approach that from a coaching staff perspective?
Yeah, Whit Cunningham and his training, I think, we were building with more volume a little bit earlier towards the start of the season, picking up the intensity here. But yeah, definitely it's more of a prerogative with these 3 weeks that we have to take more time with things. And I think, yeah, obviously the day before a race you take easy, but I think it's just a few things are a little bit up in the air right now with how we play things with everyone's health and everything. But, yeah, we have a general plan, and then just day to day we can change that on who needs something different.
It's kind of that weird in between, right? You want to push to make, yeah, sure you're at your best, but at the same time,
of course,
you don't want to get anybody injured or make sure they're peaking at the right time. So kind of an interesting dance there for making sure everybody's in shape and ready to go. But Northwest Missouri State Cross Country, a good weekend last weekend, now a few weeks until we've got the MIAA Championships in St. Joseph on October 26th. Coach Grant, Alina, thanks so much for coming in. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From Northwest Missouri State Cross Country, that is Bearcat GA Roland Prinsler, as well as Alina Tebow and Grant Bradley. We'll take a break and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, Broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV Karen W comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show as we turn our attention now to soccer, as the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, joins us, along with Darian Gordon, and also Mario Frank is with us here on the show as well. It's good to have all three of you with us. And Coach, coming off a long road trip down to Oklahoma and Kansas, but overall it looks like a pretty good trip for you.
Yeah, we pulled 4 points out of it. Started off down with UCO. Great evening for a match. Weather was great. It was awful hot during the day, so we were really happy. It was a night game. Really great atmosphere. Beautiful field. Strong team. They moved the ball well. Felt like towards the latter part of the match, we just had to manage some things. Both teams had goals missed, so to speak. So I think the result was fair, in that it was a draw. So, and then for Sunday's match, we went up to play Newman University. Again, the weather, I think the fall weather might be starting to set in a little bit, and we're ready for that. Hard fought match, pretty windy. But overall, the girls played really well and managed to put a couple goals away for the Sunday match and got out of there with 4 points on the road. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, 2-0 win against Newman, and to Margaret Madden, that one with her first two career goals.
Yeah, just some really good play out of the midfield, and just being in the spots that we ask them to be in and around the 18 and put a couple of goals away for us. So pretty exciting for her. I know her teammates were super excited for her. It was just a good result for them.
And Lily Ellis continues to do well at the goalkeeper spot.
She does. Again, kind of some weird caroming balls off of deflections and just some really challenging, like not direct shots, but just some things that have been thrown at her over the weekend that she had to manage. And I just thought she did really well. One deflected off her foot. It went really high. It was spinning. Looks like she's going to get it. It bounces, and it's just not in a good position. And then it bounces across the goal, and it hits the crossbar. It was a lot to deal with, but I thought she managed well. So,
you know, you look at this stat that really stands out. I think fifth right now among active D2 goalkeepers in shutouts, and that has to be something that you have to feel really good about.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a combination of things. I mean, the end result between the pipes, I mean, the goalkeepers at times, they bear the brunt if you're conceding, but it's also about there's a lot of pride, I think, in our back four and our six, our holding mid, just keeping a clean sheet. I mean, it's all a product of all the work they've done, and that's kind of why we have Maura here today and just what she's done this year in the season.
Well, let's just talk about who you brought here. First of all, you talked about Maura and just coming from Monument, Colorado. And,
yes.
What brought you to Northwest Missouri State?
I really liked the culture of the school and the small town feel and how everyone's super involved in the sports and the community here. And I also have a lot of family in the Midwest, so I'm not too far from home in that sense.
Well, it looks like you've really come in and to a program that's heading the right direction and had your opportunity to help put your stamp on this a little bit.
Yes, I think that we're heading in a great direction. We have a lot of girls that are just here wanting to make the team better and just move in a positive way.
And, Coach, let's talk a little bit about Darian. You really had to look a long way to find her to bring her into the program, right?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, just her process was a little bit different through COVID. She, coming out of the Kansas City area with her high school, she had brought in some extra credits. Her second semester was going to be not a whole lot of academic stuff. She had an opportunity. She went to Johnson County. Because during COVID that spring they played, just had some bad luck towards the end of her season that year, and just had to work through some things with a knee. She fell in love with the dietetics program. That's kind of her thing. Well, and Maura as well. That was really one of the draws, I think, to Northwest for Maura as well. I'll let them talk about that, but. Yeah, she made the decision that she would tolerate me coaching her again. So here we are.
Darian, just kind of talk about deciding to come to Northwest Missouri State. Of course, your father, Mark, you're the head coach of the team. And what went into the decision to play for the Bearcats?
Yeah, so I got injured at Johnson, and I was, like, deciding on – I wanted to – be as far away as possible from my father. I was actually looking at Florida, and then I realized that like the coaches leave, they come and go, but the team always stays. And I knew that the team at Northwest Missouri State were all of my past club teammates, and I loved playing with all of them. I knew the culture was good. I knew they had a good strength and conditioning program with Joe Q, and so I decided to just go to Northwest.
And it looks like it's worked out pretty well so far.
Yes.
Now, again, let's talk a bit about your academic side. Of course, Coach talking a little bit about the dietetics program. And what are some of the things that you see out of that that really kind of go hand in hand with wanting to be at Northwest, be a part of the soccer program, and then the academic side is really helping you out as well?
They have an accredited program at Northwest, which is really great because then we can go on and do a master's here or at any other university to take the RD exam, but the schooling is really good at Northwest and going along with a great soccer program, so that's what made it a great option for me.
I completely agree with what Mo said. Our classes, our teachers are really flexible with us, which is really great, and then being able to learn from Joe Q and Christy and, like, combine our nutrition courses with the stuff that we learned from them has helped a lot.
And what's it like to play for your dad?
It's actually not that bad. It used to be bad when I was a kid, but I really don't take too much to heart. My community college coach was very old school, and he yelled at me a lot, so it's not as bad as playing for my community college coach.
Well, that's a pretty good endorsement there, Mark.
Hey, she stuck around. So, no, I think she helps her teammates now kind of soften things because, I mean, she knows me away from the field, and sometimes the girls will may think I'm upset about something, and she's like, oh, no, he's just clueless or whatever, and they laugh or – saying something or trying to, and she's apparently makes jokes about me.
Yeah,
she makes jokes about me on the sideline, and the girls seem to enjoy that. So it lightens things, and that's what I want. I mean, I get passionate about it, but I really care about each of them, and I just know that where their abilities are and what they can do, and I just kind of want to pull that out sometimes and just encouragement, but you know, it doesn't always work that way for everybody. So her bringing a lighter side and helping the girls understand me a little bit more is good.
And just talk about what these two really bring to the team.
Well, Maura, we just kind of were going through some things. She has missed 4 minutes of play this season. That's it. She's has the most minutes on the team. She anchors that back line as our center back. Those clean sheets and the things that they're involved with. She's had some pretty challenging run-ins with very dynamic, athletic attackers this year, and really has been one of the anchors back there with Lily and the rest of the back line. Having the opportunity to bring her in, sometimes they don't necessarily get the recognition because it's all about stopping things, and occasionally we'll bring somebody in if they've scored a goal on a set piece, and she's been very close on a couple opportunities this year. She's a team captain. Her teammates love her. That's something that they're involved with, her leadership. She's always fit, very, very even-keeled, highs and lows in games. We get a very consistent play and mentality, and I think now, you know, already a junior, I can't believe it, and next year the new players coming in and the large group graduating this year, she's just going to give us some just good experience and help the players adjust to college and just the adjustment of travel and all the things that go with it. So we're just very fortunate to have her and excited that she chose Northwest a number of years ago.
And really, from that experience factor, that's probably one of the toughest things I imagine some of the younger players that are coming into a college program have to deal with. Just the travel and the length of the season is a little bit different from what they're used to during the high school years.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think the biggest thing when I came here was the speed of play. You can watch the game and you can see it from the sidelines, but you don't know how fast it is until you actually are in the game.
Same with the physicality.
Yes. Yep.
Now, let's look ahead toward this week. You've got a couple pretty big matches coming up this weekend.
So we have UCM Friday here. Again, the historically super strong, kind of tracking that way again this year. They are at the top of the league with Western. I think they're both 4-0 in conference play right now. Again, going to be very organized, prepared, just speed of play. They're going to be physical, all the things the girls are talking about. Some preparation time, some recovery over the next couple days, and we'll dig into the things that we need to prepare for them on Friday. Then Sunday, Rogers is coming in playing very good soccer. I think they've been unfortunate with their results this year, but playing very well. For that one, no one's feeling sorry. I mean, it's happening throughout the league. This is our weekend where our Sunday opponent's coming off of completely a week off, fresh legs. So we'll just have to make sure we're managing ourselves and doing what we need to prepare for them as well.
All right. Well, Coach, I certainly appreciate you coming by on the show again. And Darian Moe, also great to have you with us on the show as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We've got more coming up on the Coach's Show right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Northwest Missouri State Volleyball coming back home this week for three matches after splitting a pair on the road over the weekend. Northwest swept Fort Hays State in three sets, then lost 3-1 to Nebraska Kearney on Saturday. We're joined by Northwest head coach Amy Wirth and sophomore Ella Caffrey. Appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us, and toughest road trip out of the way. That's be nice to have that one done. Knock off Fort Hays, then you take on number three UNK. And coach, it's an awfully good team. 16-0. You handed them just their second set loss all season long. Not about moral victories, but obviously you're doing something right there. What do you take away from that match?
The big thing that I took away is just how many errors that we made and gave them points. You know, you don't want to give anyone free points, and we gave them too many. It was great that we got the second set and did something that we can do more of. A lot of the time when you go and you're the underdog and playing a team like that, with the cards stacked against you because they haven't lost and haven't lost very many sets, is you do want to take a set away from them. And I felt like we got that done. But we just handed them too many free points. And it kind of snowballed on us, and it wasn't just one position. It happened to be a lot of us. And so just going back and getting better and getting our heads wrapped around it. We don't have time to get in the gym and get better because we've got three matches this week. So it's just a mental reset more than anything, and understanding situational things, showing people film, how we can be in those situations so we can still learn, but we won't be able to practice it other than in the mental side. So we'll have a practice today of a walkthrough and get ready for Mo West, and hopefully we can put some of those things that we've learned into play when we play Mo West.
Now, rewinding it back to Friday, part of it is to take care of business when you're supposed to. Fort Hays is playing well coming in, but you've now beat them 14 straight matches. That's a has to feel pretty good, too, of like, we're doing some things right there.
Sure. Our seniors had said, our fifth years had said that they had never lost, you know, to Fort Hays at Fort Hays, so they went undefeated in all their years that they have been there. So that was a positive to take forward as well, that, you know, all four of your years that you never lost to them when it came to being at their place and being able to write that in the books on your brain. But yeah, you don't want to mess around with teams that you feel like you can get after really quick and score a lot of points on. And I felt like we did a good job making a business trip. We talked about, hey, this is business and we got to get it done. And they did it. And so that's a positive. And we felt good walking into Kearney because of what we did at Fort Hays. But long trip, on the bus a lot, sitting on your bottom a lot, you know, not moving. But overall, I felt like, you know, walking away to get ready for this week, we have some positives that we need to hold on to and then get ready for the long week that we have ahead of us. But it's going to be fun. Good teams coming into Bearcat, which is always fun. We can stay at home all 3 days or all three matches and have our feet underneath us with that comfort. So looking forward to it.
Talking Bearcat volleyball with head coach Amy Wirth and sophomore Ella Caffrey. Ella, it's your second season as a major contributor here for Northwest Missouri State on the court. What's been the biggest thing for you growing from freshman year now to a sophomore and kind of getting a feel for that MIAA schedule?
I mean, growing as a player, I feel like it's been helpful. We returned pretty much everyone from last year other than Lauren, but it helped that we got all spring to work together, and then the team has all already played in each place we're going to go except for our freshmen. So it's nice. We feel like we're comfortable anywhere we go. It's not like a huge disadvantage to be away from home.
Getting voted as a captain as a sophomore, that has to be an ultimate sign of respect from your teammates. What does that mean to you to be on the underclassmen side to be able to get that sort of thing?
I mean, I think it's cool. I just try to be myself and be nice and like give confidence to other players, and it's nice to be recognized for that, but couldn't do it without their trust in me as well.
What do you see it of Ella as a leader?
She's a great teammate. That's one first thing I always look at when it comes to captains. Do they lead by example? That's number one. What she does, she holds herself to a high accountability. and does those things. Second, and it's not that we overlook this, but she's also a great teammate. So I think those are a 1-2 combo that you got to be a great teammate and not be selfish and about yourself, if that makes sense. You've got to be there for your team and understand how to make them go. And she's in a position, being a setter, that it's one of the most selfless, like, things you can do. Like, you don't get a lot of recognition being a setter. Let's just say that. They do have positions where they give them setter of the week for offensive player of the week, but we don't just have a setter of the week. We need to, because it is the hardest position to play in the sport other than middle blocker, because you're always taking the blame for every set that you set that a hitter doesn't put away. That's usually what the great ones do. So you take the blame a lot. You don't get a lot of recognition for someone's kill because they get the recognition. And you got to make the pass better. So everything that she does is based on someone else. And she does a great job of just leading by her character. And that's what we want to see. When she's put in positions, she responds correctly every single time. And you don't want to have to think about your captains responding in a good way or a bad way. You want them to be automatic. And she does that. But she spends a lot of time thinking through things and doing the right things. And that's why her teammates trust her. That's why her team, every day we get that consistent Ella. So leads by example, great teammate, a lot of trust from her teammates. So those are some of the things that we really recognize with her, and I probably don't tell her that enough. But she is someone that we can lean on for sure.
This week getting set for Missouri Western, actually tonight here inside Bearcat Arena, a rivalry matchup. They're 12-3 on the season. Does this one hold any more weight for the players as opposed to maybe a Central Missouri, a Washburn, a Kearney, something like that?
I think just looking back at last year, like I said, all of us came back pretty much. First time we played them last year, we swept them, and then they swept us. So I feel like there's a little bit of, like, pent up. We want to beat them just from last year, and we know they're going to be a good team. So it's fun to play good teams at home.
Hey, Coach, with the Griffins tonight, but then, of course, you roll around to Friday, and you've got number 13 Central Oak coming in, who's 17-0 on the season. It's a ridiculous conference, but here we are again, another undefeated team. How do you view the Broncos and how this team matches up with them?
They have a lot of returners as well. I like that we're playing them first at home. We get our feet underneath us. We haven't played well traditionally at UCO, so it's great to have that confidence the first time you play them at your home. But it's going to be a dogfight. They're bringing one of the best players in, is Sydney Huck, and we know about her and we know what she can do. And so it's really slowing down their go-tos and making their secondary people have the days of their life. And so that's what we're going to, you know, have a test to do. And I was talking to someone earlier today, one of our players, and our players, if people are following along, they probably know we have a pretty high academic standard on our team. We had like a 3.92 as a cumulative GPA last semester, 3.87 as a cumulative for the whole season, for the whole fall and spring semester last year, if I remember correctly. So tests are very important to them, and we have three really important tests that have a lot of points involved in them. And so pertaining to them, like we do with tests, how can we prepare for these teams? And how can we take in and soak in really what we're preparing you for with a scout so that we can do all of our game plans at a very high level? But important tests, I think our players can buy into that real quick and pass those tests with flying colors. You know, being at home, it's going to be a challenge regardless of how you look at this. This is a challenging week. But like I said, hanging our hat that we're at home and using that as our comfort when there's not going to be a lot of things given to us this week, we're going to have to earn them. So looking forward to it. Welcome to the MIAA. I said that earlier when Emporia beat us. It just keeps getting tougher and tougher. And, you know, we got to continue to improve as much as we can with the short amount of time that we have so that we can turn around and be our best.
Three chances for Northwest fans to come out and see the Bearcats this week. Tonight against Missouri Western, on Friday against Central Oklahoma, Saturday against Arkansas Fort Smith, and you get to be the first Bearcat team from the athletic department to face Fort Smith as an MIAA opponent. Do you want to send a message? Like, hey, coming to Maryville's not easy.
Oh, I was saying we need to send a message as a conference. Yeah. You know, they didn't get picked super high, but I think they got picked – semi-high to win, you know, to be in the top four or five, I believe, in the preseason poll. And I just think as a conference, we can't let them get comfortable and think they can come run this conference, you know. And so I'm taking it as a conference standpoint. But, yes, we've got to make a statement that Bearcats hard to play at, that we come ready to play. We've already played them in the scrimmage. We didn't see a lot out of them when we played them in the scrimmage, but obviously they just beat UCM, and we've got to be ready. We've got to be ready to take them on. They're one of the best points per set. They are creating a lot of points for themselves. So any team that does that, we have to try to deny them in any way that we can to slow them down. So three big ones, big tests. Our girls do nothing but work hard and put the work in. So I think from that standpoint, you know, we can come out on top this week, but it's going to take a hell of an effort. But I would not be in anybody else's corner than our team and the Bearcats.
Coach Ella, thanks so much for coming in. Good luck this week in these three matches here at home.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State head coach Amy Wirth and Ella Caffrey. Northwest volleyball at home tonight for Missouri Western, Friday for Central Oak, and on Saturday against Arkansas Fort Smith. We will take a break and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show as we talk tennis on the show now. The head coach of the Bearcat men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell, joining us, along with a player off of his squad, and Vinny Rodriguez, coming from Brazil. And, Coach, as always, good to have you with us here on the show.
It's good to be here, John. Just wonderful weather, that's for sure. Okay.
No doubt about that. And, again, we talked last week that the ITA is behind you for this fall, but still an important time of year for your teams.
Yeah, you know, with the weather being so nice, and with the ITAs that were really early this year, we're going to just kind of keep on practicing through October and get a lot of done, and got a lot of new people trying to kind of find out doubles teams and that kind of thing.
Well, one of the players who's not a new person on your team, Vinny Rodriguez, is with us here, and Vinny, good to have you with us on the show, and now turning into one of the veterans of the squad.
Exactly, yeah. Like I said before, last year was one of my hands on the cooler, and now a co-captain this year. It's a really different experience. We got a good group of guys, new guys coming. We're trying to do this October, just practice as hard as we can. So some things that we need to improve in the ITAs for sure. Trying to look for some doubles teams for the spring, trying to get ready for the when the season comes.
Now for you personally, again, moving into more of a veteran role with this team, what's the biggest thing that you want to help with some of the newcomers coming in?
Well, I mean, it's just great to help them out if they needed anything, even just like classes or even outside of tennis. I feel like that's the biggest part, you know, just trying to make them feel welcome here in Maryville and on campus. But on court, it's just, yeah, I mean, now I got that experience and just share some of the stories we had on the past, some of the matches. And I know pretty much every team that we play and just try to share my experience with them.
And Mark, what are some of the things that that Vinny brings to the table from your standpoint?
Well, start off with, I mean, Vinny's being a little modest. He was nationally ranked in doubles, him and Andrea, last year. So it's not like he hasn't been playing some. Maybe it's more of part-time, but he was getting action, and, you know, now he's going to probably be playing singles and stuff. But he was sharing a story we were laughing about at the ITA, and we were playing a couple guys, and they were playing, and we won't mention who the team was, but it had been a long day, and it was hot, and these guys were tanking and stuff, and the three of our guys were getting together and said something. What'd you guys say, Vinny, about if it was one of our guys doing that.
Yeah, you just you know that's not going to go right with Rosie. Our team cannot do that. You know?
I saw him laughing over there, and I knew that's exactly what they were laughing about. Like, we'll do a lot of things, but we're going to always play hard.
Oh, there you go. No doubt about that. And when you come to Northwest from Brazil, talk about the experience of playing in the United States. And, again, what drew you to Northwest Missouri State?
It's really nice and different. I mean, usually before coming, you just play individual stuff and you go on your own to the tournaments and stuff like that. And here you come, it's a team experience. I mean, we play our own matches, but still it counts for a team and we got to support each other. That's the main difference. Also hard court, that we also got to adapt to that. It's something that usually around the world we have more of the clay. And so hard court is a little faster. So, I mean, it just adapting to it.
Yeah, just talk about growing up as well, playing on the clay courts and how you have to kind of change your game a little bit to come to the United States and play on the hard courts.
Well, in the clay, it's slower. So you have more time to prepare your forehand, backhand. And that was, I think, my biggest struggle when I got here. I had a big swing on my forehand and then I usually get late or something. And then your confidence goes down, and it's like, oh, this is not working. I got to do something else. It's just once you're here for a year or two, you get it going. You shorten up a little your swings and try to play a little bit more flat because that helps.
Yeah, Mark, I think it'd be fun to be on the clay and have a little bit more time to hit some of those shots.
Well, sure, a lot easier on your knees and stuff as you get older. There's no doubt about that, you know, and you know, most of the world still plays on clay.
It's just unfortunate that there's no clay courts around this region.
Yeah. There's one up in Iowa, and then we've
got a grass court up there.
Or grass, that's
right. Yeah, that'd be fun to play on, too.
Yeah.
So, Vinny, have you ever had a chance to play on grass?
I did play once on grass, and, I can say I did not like it. I won't be doing
fast,
that.
Fast, yeah.
It's real fast. The ball bounces really weird, and it was a one-time thing. Probably won't try to do that again.
And you've had a chance to travel with the teams and to be a part of the team here for a while. And one of the things I think that's kind of a commonality between all the teams coming up, of course, Coach Rosewell has been coaching the program for since, 1984 or so, yeah. It's where there's a really good group of alumni through the years. But you've got a chance to kind of get to know Coach. And what are some of the experiences you had traveling with Mark Rosewell?
Well, I got to say we hit the road a lot this past 4 years. We're always on the big van there trying to get everyone in, you know. There's always that who's going to go in first, you know. The seniority goes there, and you always want to kick one of the freshmen out just to have some fun with it. But besides that, it's always fun on the road, seeing some other facilities, other campuses, and it's always a fun deal to be around the team.
And Mark, that's something that I think is a commonality through all the teams you have through the years. It's how well they get to get along together, not only among themselves on the men's side or the women's side, but together. Both the groups really seem to have the strong bond, no matter the type of background they have coming into your program.
Yeah, excellent bond, John. That's the word for it. They talk about family and all that. This really is a family because they don't really know that many people other than people on the team, and they can all relate because they're all from in the same situation. Like, now this is a little thing, but, you know, they had a barbecue all together this weekend, both teams, men and women, he was just telling me about. And that's the camaraderie team and, being a good teammate that builds. That's things we're building on right now that's going to help us much more in the spring. And our teams actually cheer for each other. Many times we'll play teams, sometimes they have separate coaches and so forth, and you don't always see that.
One final thing, Mark. I know this has got to be a tough week for you in one aspect of things. You grew up pretty much a New York Yankees fan, but also a big Kansas City Royals fan. Who are you pulling for this week in the playoffs?
You know what, John, in all honesty, and I have been a Yankees fan since 61, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, Yogi, and all those guys, but I'd like to see the Royals. It's just been such a great story. They were the worst team in baseball last year, and how far they were come. And really, probably should have won that game the other day, with the, seven walks and all that. But I'd like to see the Royals get them.
All right. Well, it sounds great. Vinny, great to have you with us on the show as well. And Mark, as always, great to have you here too.
Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, yeah. John.
I want to thank the head coach of the Bearcat Men's and Women's Tennis Teams, Mark Roswell, along with a player off his squad, Vinny Rodriguez, for being with us here on the show today. Don't forget, we've got Bearcat football coming up on Saturday. Northwest Missouri State on the road to Edmond, Oklahoma, as they face Central Oklahoma. 1 o'clock is kickoff time. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 12 noon with Bearcat Game Day. Thanks to Matt Tritton and everyone involved with our show today. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Pizza Ranch.